Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear, page by page. This is page 64, chapter 7, Admissions. The next morning, I splashed some water on my face and trudged downstairs. The taproom of Anchors was just starting to fill with people looking for an early lunch, and a few particularly disconsolate students were getting an early start on the day's drinking. Still bleary from lack of sleep, I settled into my usual corner table and began to fret about my upcoming interview. Kilvin and El Shaddal didn't worry me. I was ready for their questions. The same was largely true of Arwell, but the other masters were all varying degrees of mystery to me. Every term, each master put a selection of books on display in tomes, the reading room in the archives. They were basic texts for the low-ranking Alir to study from, with progressively more advanced works for Rallar and Eltha. Those books revealed what the masters considered valuable knowledge. Those were the books a clever student studied before admissions. But I couldn't wander into tombs like everyone else. I was the only student who had been banned from the archives in a dozen years, and everyone knew about it. Tomes was the only well-lit room in the whole building, and during admissions there were always people there, reading. So I was forced to find copies of the master's texts buried in the stacks. You'd be amazed how many versions of the same book there can be. If I was lucky, the volume I found was identical to the one the master had set aside in tombs. More often, the versions I found were outdated, expurgated, or badly translated. I'd done as much reading as possible over the last few nights, but hunting down the books took precious time, and I was still woefully unprepared. I was lost in these anxious thoughts when Anchor's voice caught my attention. "Actually, that's Quoth right over there," he said. "That's the page. I'm Jeremy."
"I'm Jordana."
"I'm Nick. Anchor portrayed by C-3PO today."
"Oh, hi." Yes. So what Quoth seems to be describing here is like a recommended or required reading list for a course, which is like something that we have in universities in the real world. But you usually find that stuff out at the beginning of the term and you're going to study it all, and then you'll be tested on it at the end of the term. You aren't expected to read it and be tested on it at the beginning of the term.
Yeah, they have this weird backwards exams process where they do exams at the beginning rather than at the end to determine how and when you move up.
Yeah, doesn't quite make sense to me.
Well, I mean, it's not meant to be like our education system. It's meant to be otherworldly, and it is.
No, I guess it's an extrapolation of if you were a group of loosely affiliated wizards teaching one another and you slowly grew into a university, how might that system exist?
Yes. Yes, I question their theory of pedagogy is all I'm saying. It's also serving to remind us sort of where Quoth stands with the other masters and like which masters he is sort of friendly with or who are his allies. And the ones that he name checks are Kilvin, El Shaddal, and Arwell. Now, it seems to me that El Shaddal is the one that we are the least familiar with as readers. Like, we spent the least time with Quoth in El Shaddal's class.
Well, I think that Quoth doesn't spend that much time in El Shaddal's classes. Like, I feel like he's with Kilvin at the fishery, and he like does work there that isn't just class based.
Yeah, and Kilvin is basically his buddy.
Yeah, but his other like specialty is sympathy, and El Shaddal is the guy who teaches sympathy.
Right. So I think it's kind of like Kilvin is his buddy, and they kind of work together. He's practically a research assistant for Kilvin. El Shaddal is, you know, friendly enough.
He's the guy who teaches the class he's good at.
Yeah. So he's not got much to worry about. He's a very gifted sympathist already. And same with Arwell. He's basically a research assistant. He's gotten on Arwell's bad side once or twice, but Arwell kind of understands his circumstances. So those are his closest allies.
I also seem to recall that we spend more time in El Shaddal's class in this book than we do in The Name of the Wind.
Yeah, I recall him having more of a presence here. Certainly, he's the one who suggests that Quoth take some time off.
Well, we'll get there. We're not there yet.
This also kind of closes the loop on Quoth's mysteriousness of the other.
Yes, how is he studying exactly, and what is he studying, indeed?
Well, and we know he's getting in there because of his little secret way in.
Mm-hmm. And this is a problem that present-day university students have as well, having the right edition of a textbook Because if you are buying your, like, the teacher will have a recommended reading list, and if you're buying your books from the university bookstore, then you're probably getting the edition the prof wants you to get. But those are super expensive. Not everyone can do that. So if you go to, like, the student bookstore, you know, like at Concordia, we had like a co-op bookstore where people would sell their books back and you could get books from there, but they weren't always the right edition. Or someone would have like copied the like additional readings, but they might be outdated. They might be from a couple of years ago and they've changed the list. And that's sort of the problem that Quoth is facing here, because he can't access the like bog standard text. He's having to hope that the editions he's looking at are good enough.
Mm-hmm. Just to draw a parallel to contemporary life, this is a bit like having necessary academic texts behind a paywall. Certainly in my master's research, there's been a lot of times where I've been trying to access texts, but they've been behind paywalls on academia.edu or Google Scholar and things like that. And it's become far more of a headache than it ought to be.
Are those things, I mean, for us in the real world, those things should be theoretically more accessible through something like a reference library.
No, well, that's the thing.
Like, if you want to access a particular article that someone wrote, you have to pay to get to it. They won't have it at a reference library.
Exactly, a lot of the time. Or they're, it was published in a journal and not in a book at the library. Or the library doesn't have a copy, or it's been misshelved. There's one book that they swear was at the library, but it wasn't on the shelf. It suggested somewhere else. Anyway, that's just my thesis woes. This page is doing a really neat bait and switch. The title is Admissions, and this page is all about how Quoth is preparing for admissions. But this chapter is not about admissions. This chapter ends up being about him dealing with being poisoned. So they set up the expectation that it's going to be Quoth going through admissions with the chapter title. This, Jeremy, is a chapter title that is actually doing narrative work.
All right. Well, it's the only one that ever has.
I like that Rothfuss has set this up to surprise the reader.
Yeah, it's a good bit of prep. I don't know what the technique is.
Yeah, well, it's almost like a metatextual kind of foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Or irony, I guess.
Yeah.
Metatextual irony.
Yes, a metatextual irony.
Ooh, I'm gonna write a paper.
And that's
about
that. That's our episode title right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Metatextual irony.
Yeah, it's also the title of our like chill wave, our chill wave band.
Our
oh my god,
chill
we have
wave
so many
YouTube
bands.
Stream.
Yeah, our chill wave, lo-fi, Tamarant beats to chill and relax to.
Oh, so such a good bit. It's like
I'm trying
Quoth
to get
outside
all that
a window.
Down.
Yeah, it's
playing.
Like an anime drawing of Quoth studying at his window in his room at Anchors.
Jordana, do this anime drawing
okay.
of Quoth in the
I'm,
style
I'm
of
I'm writing
the
down as many
cow.
Notes as I
yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah, this is your new
and
job.
And what is it called again?
Chill, lo-fi, Tamarant beats to relax and study to.
I'll send
no,
you
I
the
mean,
reference image.
Chilled no, cow. I mean the name you came up with.
Oh no, we'll deal with that later. That's a different bit.
You'll have to listen to the episode, Jordana.
So since we're
yes,
now...
I actually know what bit you're talking about.
We're doing bit riffs now and giving Jordana homework, so I think it might be time to read a letter.
Indeed.
Very well.
Lay it on us.
And I am opening the...
Yes. Open me up, Nick.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Get at the goodies inside me.
No! No one likes the mailbag.
Why would you say such a thing, Jordana?
You know what people like? They like mailbag. They don't like that.
Why, I am mailbag.
All right, mailbag, cram it. This is a letter from Samantha, who writes on a line from Apple and Elderberry. Hello. A line from the chapter Apple and Elderberry caught my eye, page 7 of 998 in my version. Quote, tales of poisoned kings and duels and old wars were fine. They dressed death in foreign clothes and sent him far from your door. The tales listed above seem to allude to events and themes coming up in the wise man's sphere. Mayor Alvaron is a poisoned, powerful noble, a feud between Quoth and Ambrose, old wars, the Chandrian and the Emir. Thoughts? Overthinking from too many rereads? I think it could be intentional irony on the part of Rothfuss. Graham and townsfolk think those stories are safe and foreign, yet Quoth is living among them. Take judges, judge away. Thanks for the podcast. I enjoy it. Thanks, Samantha.
Ooh.
I like that take. I hadn't really thought about it, but now that she brings it up, it very much feels like it echoes what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely intentional. And what's more, the story of a poisoned king and a duel and a war are romantic and interesting and excited, but actually living through a war or being in a feud, hating somebody and having them hate you and trying to destroy you and having, you know, being poisoned or, you know, being having to deal with somebody being poisoned. These are awful things to experience. And Quoth experiences the human side of all of them. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. And as we all know, there is an ancient curse that is, may you live in interesting times.
Of course, we do.
We sure do.
Interesting times right now.
Well, and like a story must take place in interesting times or it's boring, but living through the events that are exciting to read about in a story is often not actually that much fun.
I've often said that it'll be very fun to read or watch the Aaron Sorkin-esque breakdown of the Trump administration in, you know, 40 years.
Mm.
But until then, it's not much fun. I actually have another mini letter. This is a comment on one of our Eventbrite. This is a comment on our SoundCloud from user Connor P6060 on episode 22 of Wise Man's Page. We were talking about the different rings. Connor writes, Will refers to a ring of amber that can control demons. Valurian refers to gifting someone with amber to keep them safe. There are no demons, only fae. So a ring of amber could indicate authority like a crown in a fae in court or protect from some factions of fae. You may recall we couldn't figure out what the ring of amber referred to. And those are some suggestions.
Ooh, I like that theory.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that, like, maybe in Doors of Stone, Quoth will, like, interact with a fae in court is, like, woo! So exciting!
Oh, well, he has to meet Bast somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if nothing else, we know the source of the Ring of Amber. Maybe the Ring of Amber is the metaphor for his relationship to Bast. Yeah, Ring of Amber can control demons, according to Shaldish lore. So maybe the Ring of Amber is the pact that he and Bast have.
Yeah, maybe he owes Bast a life debt.
Or Bast owes him a life debt.
Other way around.
Bast is Chewbacca?
Sure. Yeah.
Weird. Bast is Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, God.
Bast is Lando Calrissian.
This deal's getting worse all the time. All right, we're doing
Star Wars. What have we here?
So it's probably time to wrap up.
Listeners, you truly do belong with us among the stars. Tomorrow for another page
of the
way.